SBS στα ελληνικά.
It's a performance of five stories. They're not actually all folk tales in that one story, the centerpiece really, the biggest story is the story of Joan of Arc. But the other four stories are all folk tales or adaptations of folk tales. So there's Demeter and Persephone, there's an adaptation of Sleeping Beauty, there's a series or sort of following the history of Red Riding Hood, and then the last one is a cobbled together, kind of have to tell the story in order to explain it really, but yeah, it's a folk tale.
Okay, can you tell us a bit about the performance? Is it a play or is good old-fashioned storytelling? What is it exactly?
Yeah, so it's storytelling in its classic form, in its sort of, it's a very, storytelling is a very down-to-earth kind of art. I call it the imperfect art in that it is a mixture of, it's a mixture of acting and narrating. It's a mixture of reciting, as in remembered parts of the present, the performance, the words I've remembered, I want to get them just right. But a lot of it is told from imagination, and so it's different every time. I am essentially playing a movie that I've crafted in my mind, and I play that, and I describe what it is, and then the audience can cobbles together their own movie of how it appears in their minds or their imagination. It's good old-fashioned storytelling.
And are you the only one on stage or you have other people telling the story with you?
No, in this particular performance, I'm the only one on stage, which is kind of unusual for me. I'm part of a community of storytellers and often it's a process where everyone has a turn at telling stories, and also I host a couple storytelling events that aren't folk tales at all. They're for true personal stories, and again, it's an open mic, so everybody has a turn. But this one is, it's a performance of just me.
Why the title Fantastic Feminist Folk Tales? Where does the feminism come into the storytelling?
Feminism, so I'm a feminist, and it's a sort of worldview or core value that I bring to all my storytelling. That's not to say that all my storytelling always has they always have women in them, but they don't have to have a core feminist angle, except that the women in them are strong and protagonists in their own right, and that's really all I ask of my storytelling. The title came because the whole show came really because I was successful in a brief that came through the Storytelling Australia Victoria website, and people can go on there and ask tellers, this is what we want, and tellers, respond. So a Warrandyte library had asked for someone to come and do a session on adult storytelling in the midwinter. And I proposed a range of stories that all had strong women protagonists in them. And the librarian said, yep, love it. And I went, oh, okay, that's great. And then I thought, because it's always good as a creative person to have something that you're doing that's new and challenging. And I had maybe three or four stories. No, I had three stories. And so I then went searching for others. And I thought, well, if I'm going to go to all this effort for one performance at a library, I might as well take it do it as a performance of my community or people that I know who love stories. So I did that for Winter Solstice, and that was very popular, and people encouraged me to put it on again. So I'm doing a series of four performances of it. So that was a long way of answering your question about the feminism. So
I was just wondering, why is the Red Riding Hood a feminist?
The story itself is a feminist approach to that story. So, I tell a version that not the original version, in that there's really no such thing. But I tell the story of, it's actually called The False Grandmother, and that's a version before Red Riding Hood was set in writing in the 1490s by Charles Perrault. So I tell an older, earlier version of that story where the girl saves herself. That in itself is a feminist thing to do, given the history that then occurs with that story when Charles Perrault puts it in writing. So I examine what differences Charles Perrault, what changes he made to the story, and then I also look at what Grimm Brothers did to the story. So I'm doing a history of that story, actually, and then at the end I have written my own warning for the mother to give the girl, and so that's the performance of that story.
So you are reinterpreting these stories?
In a way, although that really, what I set out to do there is to show the history of how that story, once it was fixed in writing, the meaning was changed radically from a girl who saves herself to a girl who is killed because of her own behaviour. That's what Charles Perrault, and if you look at his story, and he has a moral warning on the end of his story that's particularly talking about girls who get into trouble with men, pretty girls. That's a looking at historical perspective of the story. And then, yes, at the end, I make a suggestion for my own warning that the mother can give.
I was intrigued by something you said earlier, that the first performance was very popular. And I was wondering, in the age of digital storytelling, how come we have a rise or there is popularity for good old-fashioned, just straight oral storytelling?
Oh, that's a big question. And all sorts of live performances are still very popular. Humans just have that need to be with other humans. I've been running storytelling events for a while now and have a... following is the wrong word, but I had a community around me that I could tap into. I also think the word feminist is really appealing. I think that's been a winner in terms of marketing, because if it was there, I think a lot of the people wouldn't have come. So I
Since you're mentioning the people, who come to these kind of performances?
Mostly women.
Adult women, or is it suitable for teenagers?
Yeah, it's suitable. I think it's suitable for, on a conservative side, I would say, boys and girls 15 and up. My sister's daughter came and she's 13 and she was fine with it. For teenagers, I think it is suitable. So it's a full range of women of all ages who come, and some men have come.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.